man! I'm masturbating to naked pictures of young teen girls in a porn magazine, y'all! Hang on a minute. Oh, yeah, man, centerfold. Oh. If you're offended by this, or you're too young to hear any of this shit, well, get the hell out of here!
And welcome, welcome, welcome to BDO Radio. This is show number 26, and this is a recorded show, solely recorded, exclusively recorded, May 15, year 2009. It's a Friday. And no, this is not produced like show number 25, where, in that case, the segments were, for the first time ever, the talk segments were done live. And the show is actually put together live. I'm not doing that this time, but I'm going to guarantee you that show number 25 was not the first and last time I was going to do that. I will do that more often in the future, but not with every podcast I release, because I still like the luxury of producing the entire show in basically when I'm not live. I did enjoy the experience when I did show number 25. It's a very cool thing, but I don't know. I got a few planned ideas for today, and I'm basically gonna mix this one off the air. So just a little note to that: the show did not air live for anybody, so you didn't miss anything. If it's the first time you hear this, then you're doing it the right way, and you're not part of the 24-hour people or the dead people or the live people. You're people right now listening to BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser, and it's been a little while. Actually, it's not been that long since I've done a podcast, but it's been a little while. I think the last one was in March or something, and I don't know what. Oh, right, yeah. Been slating the 10th anniversary of BDO for like forever now. Been putting it off to the point where I haven't mentioned it on the site yet. I don't even have an official date yet, and it's May 15, and I wanted to do this thing in February. So I might be figuring out that it's a little bit more complicated than I thought, and it's not even trying to gather the crew. At this point, it's me. I'm the one who's constantly unavailable and busy. It is calming down. It is winding down for me right now, so I should be in a much better position within the coming week or two to actually finally at least ask the crew what are their best dates, and then once we get a tentative date I can actually put it up on the site. But until then, not gonna give a premature word about that. I want to get a whole bunch of people hyped up for a certain date on which we won't be able to make the show. It's truly important for me that the crew be here when we broadcast that show. Something special happened this week, where May 15 now, this Monday, there was the launch of Space Shuttle Mission STS-125, which, and I looked at the order of things, it's not the 125th mission, but technically it is the 125th Space Shuttle Mission. I don't think it's over there in the order at all. Actually, it's 126 or something. Whichever way, that's not the point. The point being is that this shuttle launched, identified as STS-125, the Space Shuttle Atlantis, with a crew of seven that are going for the last time to fix the Hubble Space Telescope. And tell you, everyone, I've been following this very closely all week long. Not that I do this with every Space Shuttle mission, I really, really don't. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was the first time I actually watched a launch live. And this is because of the relative importance of the mission and the fact that I really hope that for them everything goes exactly as planned or as close as possible. Obviously, missions involving spacewalks and space equipment repair that wasn't really designed to completely be repaired that way in space, they can get tedious, these missions. And I think it's happened a few times so far, but the essentials at this point have actually been done, which is a very cool thing to hear. And I'm following it very, very closely. And I'll get back to this a little later in the show, because it's something I'm trying to do right now, and I'm failing miserably at it. And I might actually get something together here in the next few minutes. This is going to happen while I'm recording this segment. So, you guys, it'll feel almost as if it was live, because stuff is happening as I don't expect it, which basically is what live radio is all about, right? I go on the air, I start broadcasting, I have no way of cutting shit out, and there are things that may happen that I don't expect. Well, right now, I'm not going to stop recording because I'm trying to do something, and if it happens, I want you folks to hear it. So, I'm going to get to that. But that final repair mission to the Hubble telescope, 352 miles above the Earth's surface in orbit, is one hell of a mission, and it's an important one because, want it or not, Hubble is a workhorse at making discoveries every single day. And I believe it's really important to get that thing operational, and not just operational, at 120% for at least another 3 years, and then keep it running 100% for another 5 years, and then as it starts degrading, you keep using it until it's only got 5% of juice left. Or equipment, or whatever, you know, whatever works still on it, you don't deorbit it, and you keep using it. Because even Hubble at 1% power, it destroys any home telescope we can buy, because first off, it's in space, and second off, the cameras are pretty fucking good. So, if they can keep it longer, keep it motherfucking longer, you know? I'll fly up there and strap in a Mead DSi with a laptop and wireless network, super long range. try to get myself a 352-mile signal off that little Mead deep sky imager, deep space imager inside the Hubble. Houston, we found an unidentified component. This appears to be a Mead CCD imager. What? I caught the thing with a helium balloon, which would be rather impossible. If I were to go up in space with a helium balloon and a pressurized suit, fine. Everything's fine. I can make it in orbit. No, that's what, actually, I was going to say something wrong there. I can raise in altitude as long as there's air out there and helium to push the air down with in my balloon. I will keep going up. But eventually you hit the point where there's no more air and you stop going up. And then you just start moving in whichever random direction you just may be favored in. Making orbit is another story. And if you end up 350 miles above the Earth's surface and you are not going at an orbital speed, you're dead. You're really dead. Especially if you're probably somewhere in the line of debris and the debris's orbiting at 17,000 miles an hour. Well, you just be sitting, floating right there at a dead stop. So whatever comes at you, you can't even see it coming. By the time it goes from the size of a star into your eyes to the size of a truck, it's too late. It takes like what? I don't even think you have time to notice it going from the size of a star to the size of a truck, which would be the satellite coming at you so fast that at some point it's really distant and the next second it's right next to you, hitting you in the face and killing you. Yeah, I was actually pondering a lot about that, looking at the shuttle go up and going like, can't they just ease the vessel outside the atmosphere? And then I realized, no, because you need to gain a fuck ton of speed to make orbit. You have to be going 17,000 miles an hour. The other idea I had, which I don't know if it will work, but is to ease the ship into space, then use thrusters to achieve orbital speeds. I don't know if that's possible yet. I'm still researching. I'm trying to think of ways to optimize space travel. Yeah, I mean, I've been tripping space travel this week, watching so much NASA TV, keeping an eye on that wonderful telescope of ours, which really is the fucking size of a city bus. This thing's huge. Man, it's like, makes my big telescope look like an ant. Anyways. But yeah, it was a fascinating mission so far. Guys had a few snags, but nothing major. And even the gyros today, they had shit with the gyros. One unit refused to fit. So they took a spare unit and used that instead. Look, it's nothing big. They have 5 new design gyros and only one with the old design that apparently is 100% functional as well. So let's not go too nuts over this. The telescope's going to do very good, even though they hit a few snags. There's a scratch on the tiles of the space shuttle Atlantis in the front right of the shuttle, but it's on the upper part of the tiles where the body meets with the tiles. So it's on the side more than underneath. So I don't know what they're going to do about that. I really hope that they send the spacewalker to give visual on this before deorbiting and reentering atmosphere. Knowing NASA, they probably would avoid any type of mistake with a reentry, given the Columbia disaster, to probably geared for it. Anyways, so that's it. I'm getting, this is happening, folks. I told you it would happen. Check this out.
Unknown signal. This is Mission Control, Houston. You appear to be interfering with our transmission to the...
I'm trying to hack into mission control communication. I can't speak too loud now because I don't know if comms on. I'm trying to hack into mission control communications. I want to do a little something funny here. Check it out. I've actually just cut off the guy from mission control. I'm trying to access the shuttle's communications right now. I'm in, actually. The police might arrive at my door at any time.
Atlantis, Houston, we appear to have lost mission control.
That's a negative. I'm right here with you guys. This is mission control, and I hear you loud and clear. I've tapped into their communication successfully. I'm going to give them a bunch of instructions. This is going to be cool for BDO.
Atlantis, Houston, did you just perform a change of communicators?
Houston, Atlantis, that's a positive. The communicator that was previously talking to you is now taking his break, and I will be directing a few operations, and if you'll allow me, I have a piece of paper here with new instructions, so please copy that you are about to receive a new set of instructions.
Atlantis, Houston, copy. New set of instructions.
Houston, Atlantis, the first item on the new repairs is... You're going to tear a piece of the Canadian space arm off.
Atlantis, Houston, with all due respect, are you insane? We need the arm to move objects.
Oh, don't worry. You won't need to move those objects anymore. The instructions have been replaced. The next item in these new instructions is to use one of the spacewalker's helmets and screw it on top of the piece I made you remove from the Canadian space arm, which is cylindrical in shape.
Atlantis, Houston, this does not sound like the original mission plan.
Houston, Atlantis, that would be correct. Once you've screwed on the space helmet on top of the shaft from the Canadian space arm, the hollow shaft, you're going to screw it in on the side. You're going to remove the wide-field planetary camera from Hubble and insert this shaft diagonally into the telescope.
Atlantis, Houston, is this a joke?
Wait, Houston, Atlantis, I'm not done. You're then going to have Drew proceed to filling the telescope about one quarter with water.
Atlantis, Houston, we may do no such thing. First off, the telescope is not designed to receive an intake of water. And second off, there is no gravity for the water to fall into the telescope with.
Houston, Atlantis? Touché. I'll return you to real mission control now.
Atlantis, Houston, what did you just say?
Nothing. Okay, I think... Look, I'm lucky the cops haven't gotten here yet. I hadn't thought of that. God damn it. I was trying to get the astronauts to receive a fake set of instructions to, you know what I wanted to do. I was trying to have them accidentally turn Hubble into a bong that have on the media a bunch of astronauts that received a bunch of fake instructions from BDO turning the telescope into a large bong. Hubong! The $1.5 billion bong! That would be so fucking retarded. Anyways, there's already a space bong joke in this show. By the way, before I stop the stupid segment now, there is already a space joke in the show with a space bong. It's related to the International Space Station, and it's it's almost the same joke, but not quite, not quite. I believe you're going to like that. Yes, I had to mention that. All the skits in today's show are brand new. And brace yourselves, because the upcoming variety segment, which is, well, not the next segment. The next segment would be the news. The one after that is what we call the variety segment, which has almost become the spot where we put a radio series in, which in our case right now would be either an episode of the Judge Bob series or an episode of the Samson Haley Chronicles. And today, people, be happy because you're getting a brand new episode of the Samson Haley Chronicles. And I'm telling you right now, in the whole series, this is my favorite so far because of the idea that I had. It's a very special episode. I'm not going to give you more because if you haven't heard it or haven't heard about it, I want you guys to be a little surprised with the beginning. I thought the idea was really cool. So I'll be talking about that only in the fourth segment. I really hope you enjoy that. But for now, let's get started with the news, which I almost took all the stories away from Bong Lit Up Now for his news segment. I've given the space news. What else is cool out there, you know? Anyway, so check this out. It's time for the news at BDO Radio.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, a brand new, never released episode of the exciting and riveting primetime television series, Lost. What is your location?
We're lost. We don't know.
Our GPS unit picked up your coordinates.
Then I guess we're not lost anymore.
Yay! If we make cannabis legal, I'm telling you, mothers will be raping their daughters' children all over the country.
You think that's bad? In my country, fathers will rape their daughters' husbands.
Whoa, you're going too far. Stop, stop. Look, guys, I came here to discuss intelligently on behalf of the Legalized Cannabis Party. You can't just start conceiving stupid shit like...
You say I say stupid shit? I will show you what is it... I'm sorry.
It's just insane. Marijuana smokers
cannabis.
Are, what?
Please, it's called cannabis.
Whatever. You people are all evil criminals.
You steal own grandmother's new shiny shoe.
He's right. Shoes. Right, and you'll steal cars.
Listen, guys, I have no idea who's been giving you your info, but I'm just trying to get a...
Blasphemy! He's here on the service of the devil! Yes, the devil is not welcome in France.
Son of a bitch. Is anyone going to listen to as much as the first point in my presentation?
But you infidel, rape the fidel and smoke herb, you rapist.
Oh, I'm a rapist now?
Yeah, for all we know, you're going to jail. All we have to do is catch you. You're definitely a criminal.
Okay, this is failing miserably. Look, I have to make a phone call.
Phone call? Hey, come back here. Where are y'all? Hey.
He has gone to negotiate with the devil.
Oh, Lord, help us all.
This criminal, we should simply kill him. Or if he's very powerful, just surrender to his demand.
All right, my call is done. Now all we have to do is wait a minute.
For what?
My secret weapon.
How long will it take?
The guy's pretty fast.
Who did you call? Did you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ?
No.
Did you call for pizza?
Hey, very good, but no.
Then who?
That must be him. Come in.
Ho, 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 ho!
Is that Santa Claus?
Why, yes, children, it's me, Santa Claus!
Ho, yeah! Ho, ho,
ho. Who wants some green Christmas tobacco?
Santa, ho, it's ho. Spring, I just wanted to...
Shut up, man, it's Santa, you want him to go away or something?
I'm sorry.
Santa, can I have some green Christmas tobacco I want?
Me too.
Here you go.
Guys, would you legalize this green Christmas tobacco in your respective countries?
Yeah, no problem. I'm doing it right now.
Let's get the documents. You just sign here, and here, and then there, and voila. You, gentlemen, have just legalized cannabis.
What? Green Xmas tobacco is marijuana?
Cannabis.
Whatever.
Yes, it is.
Wow, the marvelous green tobacco is weed. I never knew.
And now, the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
Yo, welcome to BDO Radio. This is show number 26. And this is being recorded May 15 on a Friday, you know? May 15, year 2009. And I'm your host, Bong Lit Up, for the news. And Bud gave me a piece of paper earlier today so that I could have some stuff for the news. This is really fucking cool. If you've heard of STS-125, you know, the Space Shuttle Atlantis mission to repair the Hubble telescope. Well, Budweiser actually has put in place a plan to turn Hubble into the Hubbong. Yo, man, he's fucking crazy. He wrote on this paper, I will hack into the mission control network and issue the following instructions. You know, he's making them use a piece of the Canadian space arm to make the stem. He's gonna make the ball out of an astronaut helmet, you know? What a fucking idiot, you know? and he's gonna fill the thing with water. So, it's possible today that if you look at NASA TV, the live video, Mission Control is gonna be wondering why they can't contact Atlantis. And also, you're gonna see the astronauts doing some weird fucking shit that wasn't planned, you know? But,
I'm sorry, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, but not so good, because that what you're reading there, it's a bit outdated and it really failed miserably.
Yo, why did it fail? You know, that got too much security, you can't get into the communications?
No, that was actually easy. That was the easy part. But you see this part where I tell them to fill the scope with water?
Yo, yeah?
Well, there's no gravity in space, so... You know, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You know that? You did all this. You know what kind of crime this is?
I know.
Okay, you know, look, man, get out of here. If the cops come, I want them to arrest you somewhere else.
You know what? You finish your news segment.
Okay, man. All right, so it looks like this is outdated. So because this is outdated, let me give you some news of my own, you know? Because I am freaking out over this space mission as well, but I came up with a better, more realistic plan to do something fucking cool in the name of BDO, you know? Now in Mexico, you know, we got the Unidad Mexicana del Lanzamiento del Cohete del Programa Espacial. Basically, that translates to Mexican Space Program Rocket Launch Unit, you know? And they're really open to some weird missions. So what I'm having them do is launch a 3-stage rocket with a cargo that will meet the crew of Atlantis in orbit, you know? It will catch them up before the end of their mission. And, you know, I included a nice kit. You know, there's a whole bunch of pipes, obviously, not fucking water pipes. That fucking idiot. I can't believe, you know? Anyway, so you got a bunch of pipes, you know... several ounces of weed, and I put up a bunch of kinds, you know, some Mexican bud, you know, if they want to smoke that shit at the beginning of the day and not be completely blast, you know, to do the spacewalk, smoke the shitty Mexican bud. They got some Jack Herer for the moment where they go to sleep, you know, because it probably is really hard to sleep in zero gravity. So I'm sending all this on cargo, you know, and I've basically used the services of the Unidad Mexicana del Lanzamiento del Cohete del Programa Espacial. And, you know, they're gonna help me out with doing that. You know, the Mexican space program, you know, is fucking good, man. Anyway, so that's all with the news. I'm your host, Bong Lit Up. And next is the weather.
And now, the weather with Alexander Hash.
This is a special update to, the news I just gave before the weather segment goes on. This is like a breakthrough, and I have to announce this. I just got in touch with the Unidad Mexicana del Lanzamiento del Cohete del Programa Espacial of Mexico, you know, the Mexican space program, and they're telling me they saved over $625,000 on my project for the launch instead of using all the ink to print the entire name, Unidad Mexicana del Lanzamiento del Cohete del Programa Espacial. They're just going to print Unidad on the rocket. And that will save us $675,000, you know? So, back to our normal broadcast.
And now, the weather with Alexander Hash.
I think Bong Lit Up has got his math wrong. I just heard what the interruption on the broadcast. I'm not in the same room, so I can't tell him. But where? He went from $625,000 to $675,000 in, like, almost the same sentence, man. I'm fucking high all the time, and I noticed. I'm sure you did, too. If you didn't, like, just rewind the podcast. If you're not tuned in on the radio, Shay, you know, rewind the podcast. You'll see what I'm talking about. He's fucked this guy. These guys are all doing some cool stuff with that space shuttle, and I'm supposed to do the weather? Feck off. I'll show you. I got a better plan. It's gonna beat all these stupid plans. Bong Lit Up's fucking crazy. He wants to send, like, this really expensive cargo up in space. Budweiser's mod. He's the modest of all. He takes the risk of, like, going to jail just to give a whole bunch of instructions that he realized were just stupid. Wow. I mean, wow. What's wrong, innit? I got the simple plan. It's gonna take a bit longer, but it's simple. I'm gonna smoke weed and all other sorts of drugs mixed with the weed, like acid and PCP and all that shit. I'm gonna smack hit after hit after hit until the atmosphere is so dense that it starts flowing upward 350 miles above the surface all the way to the space shuttle. And then it'll be so dense they'll be allowed to take their helmets off because there's going to be atmospheric pressure
Because there's going to be so much weed. But I got to get to smoking, and I'm asking for everyone's help here. If you're listening to the show, and SDS-125 hasn't landed yet, you can get the crew high. Just keep smoking that weed nonstop. You got to densify the atmosphere. Even more than the cars are doing, because the cars is naked, you know? Wow, that's disgusting. It's going to kill people. But the weed, that's no bad greenhouse gas, you know? This is good shit. I'm trying not to breathe. Don't smoke too intensively so I can return most of it to the astronauts. Yeah, what?
You say it's stupid, man?
Yeah, chill out, Bong. I didn't say it was stupid. Maybe I did.
Yo, man, you said it was fucking stupid, man. I don't, like, really take kindly to that. I'm listening to you record your segment. What the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah, chill out, man. It's like, I think my plan's so simple, everyone can do it. Yours are, like, expensive or dangerous or illegal.
Yo, man, you think that by smoking bong hits like a motherfucker, you're gonna get the fucking crew high? You think that's not fucking stupid?
Yeah, man, nice, brilliant, and cheap, man.
Yo, man, you know what? I think it's time to end the news. BDO, we're ending the fucking news.
Yeah, but I had a few things to say. I'll cut me off like that.
BDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, a brand new, never released episode of the exciting and riveting primetime television series, Lost. Hi, I'm Jacob, and I'm lost.
Why, Jacob, I'm Ben, and here's some directions.
Why, thank you, Ben. I'm not lost anymore.
Yay!
Mr. Matlock, you have the floor now.
Thank you, Your Honor. Okay, my client here is accused of grand theft auto, but I'd like to present to the court that the evidence piled up against him is a heap of nonsense. For instance... Oh, excuse me. For instance, if we take a look at these photographs... Wow. Oh, excuse me. I must have eaten lunch way too fast.
You're forgiven, Mr. Matlock. Now please, continue.
Well, I was just about to show that on this picture...
Hang on, Mr. Matlock.
What is it, Your Honor?
I'm going to open the little door behind my tribune and plug in my desk fan. I'm starting to smell... you.
I'm so sorry, Your Honor.
Proceed.
So as I was saying, on this picture... Oh, my God! Hey, I didn't do that last one.
No, that seemed to be your client right behind you.
Sorry, Your Honor! Oh. Oh, God, is that what I smell like, Your Honor?
Yes, and now I smell both of you. The desk fan can barely keep up. Order! Order! Now proceed.
Okay, the picture. If you look on the up... Look, that wasn't me. Okay, that last one just now was me.
Oh. Objection, Your Honor! The defense is using stomach gases as a tactic! Mr. Prosecutor, with all due respect, that's outright retarded. Overruled.
Okay, but Your Honor, maybe we should call a recess. I'm getting nauseous.
Jeez, you're telling me. I've been holding my breath since the last one.
Look, Your Honor, we really apologize.
Listen, Mr. Matlock, it's... Okay, can you hold them back while I'm talking to you? You know, just at least that little minimum.
I'll try, Your Honor.
I just read here that today's catering was Mexican.
I'm sorry again. Oh my God, I can't even bask in my own farts here. This is bad. My client's farts are filling in the stink gaps in my farts, creating this really complete and thick super stench.
Oh God, your client's last one just made its way here. That's it, I'm putting an end to this. Recess until the Mexican's digested and this room's clear of toxic gases.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Welcome aboard the Starlight Express taxi service, sir. Where to?
The Silvershine Zone. I have to
The Silvershine Zone? You know there's a surcharge to head there?
But where on earth? Your ship fast. It's not like I'm going far for it.
It's got nothing to do with distance, sir. That area's a shithole. It's plain dangerous, so there'll be a $75 surcharge.
$75? I decapitate your people!
Hey, no need to get rude. That area's really bad.
Allah take me that way.
So you were saying...
I say go!
No, before that, when I cut you off.
Oh, yes. I have coordinates here.
All right. I know where that is. Hang on, we're gonna launch.
This is Silvertide Zone, Flank Patrol Fleet 89ZRT6. I'm Sergeant Willis, and I'm also the captain of this group. To tell you honestly, the cameras are making me a bit nervous, you know, knowing I'll be on cops and everything. But to tell you the truth, I'm nervous all the time here. I mean, this isn't your normal place to patrol. We're not just in a bad part of a bad city. We're in a bad part of a bad system in the worst zone of the entire galaxy. I mean, things get pretty ugly here.
Hey, get over here! You in a white shirt! So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get
I'm Lieutenant Harper. I handle most of the arrests we managed to do here, but it's different in the Silvershine Zone. You know, you guys from cops, you used to have the cops going after the bad guys, right? Well, over here, as much as we try to be the cops going after the bad guys, we often end up being the ones getting hunted. I mean, like, it's almost as if we were the bad boys here, as your theme song refers to.
Gavin Turner here. I'm supposed to patrol my sector, but this place is hopeless. I wish everyone was dead. Okay, not really, because I spend most of my time collecting bribes from various dealers. It's my thing. All the force knows, but no one really cares. I mean, it's the Silvershine Zone, right? If we can't stop him, why not fill up our pockets and let him rot to
You are watching a very special episode of Cops. This is Cops Silver Shrine Zone Edition.
Is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Sergeant Willis here. It's a strangely calm day in the zone. I mean, I've witnessed a few cocaine deals in the area, but we're not going to interfere. That would get half the fleet killed. Porn downloads on our ships are hitting records because it's been a boring week overall, really. But hey, we always make up for what we let go. I mean, just when you guys arrived a few hours ago, you saw us catch a group of really dangerous people. We hijacked their ship.
What are you doing to my ship? Get off my bridge, intruders!
We're the Silvershine Zone Patrol Fleet 89ZRT6, and we're putting you under arrest for suspicious activity.
What suspicious activity?
You know what activity. Everyone from here is up to it.
Look, we're not even from here. We're just flying through. My shuttle is filled with important food and supplies for the people on my home world. We have to fetch the food from far away because we've run out, and we're gonna die if we don't get this.
Right. We hear that one every day.
Sergeant, can I speak to you for 1 second?
That's Captain to you.
Actually, Sergeant, we're not in your ship right now, so the title is Sergeant, you know?
Hey, right. Okay, what is it?
I really think he's telling the truth. His ship's filled with food supplies, and he's got enough fuel to cross this zone over 50 times back and forth. They're not from here, Sergeant, sir.
All right, then grab some of the cocaine we have in evidence from last week and sprinkle a whole bunch on their cargo.
Captain?
Look, Trooper, we've sucked this week. It's been so boring. Homebase expect us to only achieve 5% success rate, and we're not even close to that. We watched 3 coke deals go right in front of our noses this morning. You want to explain that to the folks back at the offices?
Right. So we need this one.
Right.
So we frame them.
Right, get to it. I'll f*** with this guy's head a bit. Say, Captain, we appear to have found several traces and remainders of cocaine in your cargo bay. Care to explain that?
What? Cocaine? What is that anyway? We never care.
You know what? I don't have time to hear you out. Take him away.
Yeah, Captain, no problem. You have the right to remain silent.
Sometimes the next best thing to catching bad boys is making it look like we're catching bad boys. It ended up well. That ship's entire crew's arrested and home base really think we made a good move. Thank God, because otherwise I have no idea what else we could do to hit our quota. We're so the criminals' bitches in this zone.
Lieutenant Harper here. You're aboard my small 2-passenger patrol shuttle. My job's relatively simple. I just cycle this planetary system all week long every other week. There's a lot of shit that happens here. Today I've got a specific target. Now, I couldn't really apprehend them, but I do bother them every now and then, letting them know we're here and we're pretty much, you know, aware of what they're up to. Oh, wow, you guys are lucky.
Why's that?
Well, the monitor here says the ship I was just talking about is right here on radar. Incoming ship, identify yourselves.
You know very well who we are, Lieutenant Harper.
Mr. DeVal.
Of the NSS 319, that's right. What do you want again?
Just saying hello, Mr. DeVal.
Right. Hello, Lieutenant.
So how's the drug business in the area this week?
Look, Lieutenant, we've got some shit to take care of, and I've no idea what drug business you're talking about.
Well, don't you have to deliver some smack to your outposts today? I hear they're low on the stuff.
No idea what you're talking about. And if you try to follow us, we'll use you as target practice. Our torpedo launchers are kind of due for a tune-up.
Understood, Captain DeVal. You have a nice day now.
Stay off her f***ing back. DeVal out.
See, that's a Class B starship. Second biggest thing you can take out to space. Those men run about 20% of the traffic around here, but really we're pretty powerless against them. If they were to open fire, even with our whole fleet here, I think they'd kill us in 5 minutes.
I'm Gavin Turner, Grade C investigator. I'm walking on the surface of the planet Falkor 6, coming back from a bust.
Where's the people you busted?
Oh, there wasn't anyone there. We didn't really bust the place, we robbed it. 60 kilos of crack, 40 of heroin, and tons of weed. We also stole their cash. They kept them in crates. There's gotta be at least a billion. Cash! I mean, wow. That's more than I could get bribed for in 10 years. My partner's actually back in the main city. This is the main pimping planet. He came across an electro-pimp. Robots that serve as pimps. He was trying to get a bribe from it, and the robot in turn convinced him to forget about the bribe and pay for a prostitute. He should be back in a couple of hours, hopefully fast enough so we get out of here before the dealers we robbed notice their shit's gone.
Sergeant Willis, we have a shuttle on radar, one passenger, and it looks like we're picking up illicit substances on readings.
What substances?
All signs point to crack cocaine, sir.
All right, this is small enough for us. Engage pursuit. This'll be interesting. You might want to keep that cam rolling. When it's a one-man shuttle loaded with dope, we've got a fighting chance. Ensign, open channel. Unidentified shuttle, this is Silvershine Zone Patrol. Prepare to be boarded.
Sir, he's not responding. In fact, he closed the channel halfway through your sentence. Shuttle's turning around and it's opening fire.
Brace for impact. Damn it, return fire. Open channel. Prepare to be boarded. If you do not comply, we will destroy your vessel.
Captain, further readings indicate this is a crack cocaine addict of type Delta X.
Delta X? Holy f***ing shit! Get us the f*** out of here!
We're picking up four more shuttles! F*** a call for backup!
See, for you folks watching, Delta X is a code we use to identify what's known as an addict to Uber crack. Probably the most dangerous type of fiend to fight off. And they usually don't travel alone for too long. Ensign, evasive maneuvers rapidly!
Mother f***! The shuttles are trying to surround us!
Quick! Try going behind their perimeter. We're going to get toast!
Holy crap! 7 incoming concussion rockets!
Oh, crap! Hold on to something, camera guy!
What, are you serious?
Yeah, really, hurry!
Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god!
This is Dwayne DeVal of the NSS 319. Lieutenant Harper, please cease following us! Look, we know you're there! You try to maintain radio silence, but I can hear you breathe, and come on! You're glowing bright on our radar! You think we can't see you?
Shh! I've been following them for 2 hours trying to see what they're up to.
I heard that! Dude, you're enough of a f***ing moron to leave your comm channel open for the whole time you're following us! What makes you think you're of any concern to us? Look, you're free to keep wasting your...
Man, he's right. Why did I leave comm open all this time? Sheesh. Oh, what's this? What's this? I think radar just picked up something interesting. Hang on a minute. Home base, this is Lieutenant Harper. I've got a 1031 at sector 8544GH. I'm headed to the location right now. Possible backup required. Computer, engage full thrusters. Let's go see what's going on over there.
My partner James just returned from the main city. So how was it, James?
Well, Gavin, you know how hot those guys pick their holes.
Sure.
I mean, neither of us really ever managed to get a bribe from an electro-pimp. Every time we either get injured, we just give in to their f***ing hot prostitute selection. Those bitches get me f***ing hard for motherf***ing hours, you know?
Let's get back to the shuttle, James. We've got to flex quick, because it's only a matter of moments before those dealers find out we cleared house, if you know what I mean.
Wow, yeah. Home base will be so happy.
Not to mention rich as hell.
Yeah, but we're keeping a major cut, right?
20% each, no less. Makes you want to keep doing this job and get even richer, does it?
It does, it does. Hey, is that a shuttle, yo? What's that guy doing to it?
I don't know. He was not there a minute ago.
I can't see his face. He's behind the engine doing something to... Oh, s***. I think he's stripping off parts.
Hey, hey, get away from our shuttle!
What the f***?
I don't know, man. What'd you see?
Did you see his f***ing face? He looks f***ing dead.
It's definitely an Uber crackhead. Keep cover behind this crate. I have a clear shot. Okay, I got him. Quick, run to the hatch before he gets back up.
Back up?
Yeah, Uber crackheads are virtually unkillable.
Aw, man.
On three. You go first, I follow through and cover. One, two, three, go!
I'm in. Hurry, Gavin. Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's back up. He's blocking my way.
I don't have a clear shot, yo. You gotta move aside.
I'm trying to. Ah!
God damn it. Gavin, are you okay? I got him. He's down again. Quick, Gavin. Quick. Oh, crap. Gavin's knocked out. I gotta carry him in.
Sergeant Willis is Captain Log, week 20, entry 64. We've been drifting in space for about 2 hours since we woke up from being knocked out by being shot at. Most of the systems are offline. The group of Uber crackheads we accidentally got mixed up with stripped the major part of our shuttle. We're running on backup comm and life support, no engines. My two other fleet shuttles must be preoccupied because they're not responding to our distress calls. Home base should pick up our signal in about 20 minutes.
It's getting f***ing cold in here, Captain.
I know, Ensign. I know. Officer James Parker here was so absolutely fortunate to be back in the shuttle to begin with. I mean, shooting down the Uber crackhead wasn't enough to give me time to drag Turner in here. I had to use the emergency axe to chop the f***ing dope fiend up while it was down from a gunshot to the head. Jeez, those things don't only resist gunshots, they actually recover fast as now I'm covered in half-coagulated crack zombie blood. I smell like I myself died 6 years ago without taking a shower, should I add. Make matters worse, a stupid shuttle medkits only have stuff to make the pain seem like it's gone. Nothing to help heal or cure. The medical department at the home base buy the medications from the drug dealers in the zone, so we're limited to stuff like heroin, cocaine, mescaline, and meth. Turner's loaded up on the heroin right now. It's the only I could think of that could help him. He's out cold right now. Not from the hit to the head the Uber crackhead gave him, but from the slight overdose I just gave him. Hey, the man was in pain.
Unidentified ship. This is Lieutenant Harper of the Silver Shine Zone Patrol Fleet. Identify yourselves. This is my second attempt. They're not responding. They just destroyed what appeared to be an electropimp shuttle. I've got backup standing by in case this gets ugly.
Incoming concussion rocket.
What? Unidentified ship, cease firing. Identify yourselves. Oh, God, this is gonna be a close one. Or not. I can't shake it. Brace for impact.
Ah! Cease firing on our ship, please. We're going back.
Ensign Sakotawa, man, you're like smart, man. You knew our weapons were stronger than the electropimps, and you destroyed their shuttle? We're safe, man!
Thank you, Captain. It's great honor to smoke crack with you and save you from dangerous pimp.
Man, what about the other shuttle, man?
What shuttle?
Man, you destroyed another shuttle, man.
Oh, my brother do that. Afakatayaka, umasaka, bushawa shokotika.
Mokufata, yotokoro sokotohowa.
Oh, he say his shuttle that lied to contact us. He destroy it before it get too close.
Why, man?
Asumakata, fukatamana.
Hiyoasota, puta, tokozoraha.
He say it's because we take no more chance. If shuttle approach, we open fire and destroy.
Man, maybe next time you can tell them, like, we wait and hear what they have to say? Because maybe they're coming to give us crack, man?
Right, Haley. It's good idea. But now this shuttle destroyed. We do next time.
Man, I wonder who it was or what they wanted.
It's too late now.
Oh, well, man. Okay, what do we do now?
We could simply...
What's that, man?
Radar pickup signal. It's small ship. Filled with cargo.
Cargo, man? Is the shell filled with crack, man? Scanning for crack, man!
Right away, Captain.
So, man, what's the result? What's the verdict, man?
Wow, hey! There's 60 kilos of crack!
What, man? 60 kilos, man? Disable that ship and rob the crack, man! Right away, Captain!
Yo, this is Officer James Parker. Stand down weapons. You're targeting a Silvershine Zone patrol vessel.
Man, no, man. We detect you have crack, and now even, like, detect you have money, too? Lots of money? So we're, like, gonna disable your shuttle and rob you, man? There's nothing you can do because your shuttle's puny, man. Crack, man! Yeah, man!
Please stand down and...
Thanks for closing comments, and...
No problem. I fire missile now.
Right on, man. We're gonna be so rich and high, man.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you
get in the apartment
and you had
get in your apartment. Hey, get over here. You in a white shirt.
So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hit, then get in the apartment 1 second.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, a brand new, never released episode of the exciting and riveting primetime television series, Lost.
Hey man, did the Canucks win last night against Chicago?
Nah man, they lost.
Oh no, seriously.
What?
I think we, ran out of ideas this time.
Hey, are we forgetting something?
Oh, right!
Yay!
Houston, this is the International Space Station. There appears to be a major issue with the new Canadian module we've just received.
ISS, this is Houston. What appears to be the problem with the new module?
It's not damage-related or anything. It seems to have been misassembled.
ISS, please define misassembled.
Well, the entire module seems to have been modified for some purpose we can't quite identify yet. There's one chamber filled with water, and there's extra plumbing running right through the entire module end to end. We don't know its purpose.
There's water in a chamber.
Yes, and that very chamber also has another unknown modification. It's got a thick item of plumbing sticking out into an unidentified unit outside the module. It's hard to see more. We can barely move around in there. Our Russian engineer would like to report something.
Go ahead.
Why we detect fuel in module? Why module need fuel?
There's fuel in the module?
Yes, not lot of fuel, but there fuel.
ISS, I'm contacting the lead engineer for the new module.
In the meantime, we'll experiment with the controls and see what those unknown modifications do.
All right, good luck with that, ISS. Okay, gotta pick up the phone here.
Hello?
Tom, this is James from Command Center.
How are you, James?
Well, fine myself, but things aren't so good with the new module.
What? What's wrong? Is everyone okay?
Oh, that, yeah, no, no one is injured. Just it seems to have modifications that weren't cleared, and the guys are having a hard time even figuring out what their purpose is.
Did you speak to Bill?
Bill's sitting next to me, why?
Well, he's the one who did the final revisions.
Are you talking to Tom?
Yeah, Bill. Hang on, Tom, Bill's talking to me.
About the new module?
Yeah.
Guys, don't worry. Before they launched it, I converted the whole thing to run as a bong.
What?
What?
He made a bong with your module. You turned the entire thing into a bong?
Dude, yeah. How else can they burn enough weed for so many astronauts?
Ask him, is he nuts? That module is worth $2 billion. Did he break anything else?
Did you break the other instruments on the module when he did this?
Break? Hell no. The thing is worth $2 billion. I just converted every single instrument to work as part of the bong.
So what? They can only be used as part of the bong now? They can't use the equipment for research anymore?
No, of course not.
Tom, Bill's lost it, man. All the instruments do now is operate as part of his bong.
Holy crap.
Wait, I'm getting transmission from the ISS. ISS, what's your situation?
Hey, man, Houston, man, we're good. We're good.
Did you operate the module yet?
Yeah, man, and hey, guess what?
What?
It's a large bong, man.
Yeah, we kind of got informed while you guys were testing that out.
Man, tell the guys they did a nice job, man, and plugs into our atmospheric controls and fills the air with cannabis, and then we're shit-faced high.
See, I told you they'd like it, not being able to wash for real for 6 months. You need something to clear your mind.
Full Velocity Radio at BDO. Yeah, this is show number 26. And I'm your host, Budweiser, and this is the fourth segment, the final segment of show number 26. Recorded May 15, it's a Friday. year 2009. And it's been a very nice show so far, because this one was rather dense packed, and not just with new skits and that very special Samson Haley Chronicles episode, but it was also jam-packed with stuff in the segments that are usually just talk, you know? There's those space jokes in each and every of the news segments, and even in the beginning, I had a space joke of my own, yes? So everybody pretty much did their work. Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash, you know, with them living in my brain and all, they always do a great job, and it's really great to have them back on BDO Radio. It's been, what, I've lost count now. I think it's only five, but I lost count anyway. Five shows or something that they're back, and I'm really happy of that, because it's even the listeners share my happiness in the situation. They're like, yay, Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash, power, shit, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? That's down the street, you know. And now, just for y'all people down in space there, this goes to Atlantis STS-125. They're going to get
the bong hit.
On behalf of BDO Radio, yes, this is a very unusual message to Space Shuttle Atlantis. So, Montreal Atlantis, this one goes to you. Oh yeah! And good luck with the remainder of your mission. As I record this, it's far from over. They got three more spacewalks. I'm going to be especially following that tomorrow, because I'm not working tomorrow. It's a Saturday. I'll be able to sit down and watch a bit of spacewalk in action going on and see the problems as they occur. Because today I only learned of the gyro problem after the said spacewalk. And I was like, I missed that. No. Anyways, yeah, I keep a close eye on those guys, make sure everything's okay, and then we start getting Hubble data again. You know, what would be like an acceptable situation is that they make a mistake that not disables part of the telescope, but just doesn't quite restore everything, but already they've improved it a lot, even though they had a couple of probs. They've done a lot of improvements on it. They've updated a camera and the gyros, which are really important. And I think at the end they were doing the batteries, which I'm pretty sure that went well, because I didn't see any disaster reports yet. Well, I'm going to be watching the mission briefing for flight day number 5, if I'm not mistaken. I'll be watching that to get an update on that. But it looks like everything went well, essentially. And hopefully we'll have a working telescope. The worst case scenario is that if they actually break the thing completely, that would suck. The mission to service Hubble disables it forever. That would just suck. Obviously, the crew would be beaten down over this. And I'm pretty sure that would never happen. Those crews are way too dedicated. And face it, once you're out there in space, well, you're bored unless you're working. So you're always working and you kind of want to work. And what you're working on, you are very aware of how much it's worth and how many people are watching you and hoping that everything goes well. And for yourself, you know, as an astronaut, it's probably really rewarding to know that you freaking managed to repair a zero-gravity telescope in zero gravity. You know, that's pretty fucking cool. Anyways, while orbiting the Earth at 17,000 miles an hour, should I add? Yes, that's another cool aspect. I keep seeing these dumb reports, and people don't be too worried about this. They keep talking about debris collisions with the shuttle. Now, they keep mentioning the speed of 20,000 miles an hour. Now, first off, it's 17,000 miles an hour, but they like to exaggerate all the way up to 20,000 miles an hour. But here's the thing. The space shuttle right now is turning around the Earth at 17,000 miles an hour. Now, obviously, these debris, they're on the same orbit. An orbit is basically a line that goes around the planet. If you throw an object at 17,000 miles an hour next to Earth, it's going to go in orbit and start circling the Earth at 17,000 miles an hour, being caught, sort of, to say, in Earth's gravity field. Now, what these news reports say, and I saw ABC News post something this stupid like this today, is like, they could be impacted by debris traveling at 20,000 miles an hour. So mistake number one, it's 17,000 miles an hour. Please don't round it off to the next 10,000. Fucking idiots. And on top of that, the shuttle's also orbiting at 17,000 miles an hour. So suppose the piece of debris is hurtling behind the shuttle in the same orbit, in the exact same orbit, at 17,506 miles an hour. Retain that number in your head, 17,506. And the shuttle's in front of it, really far away, but on the same orbit, on the same trajectory, and it is going 17,500 miles an hour. 6 miles an hour less. Now, this piece of debris is coming up behind the shuttle, but to the shuttle, it only looks like this object is moving 6 miles an hour and that they are at a complete stop. Because remember, there's no air in space, so you don't feel yourself going 17,000 miles an hour. In fact, you more like feel like the planet is going around and you're not moving. It doesn't go as you're going fast because there's no freaking air to do that, right? So it feels like you're at a dead stop. And the object, the debris, is either going a little faster than you or a little slower than you. So it looks like if you're in your car at 100 miles an hour, next to another car at 120 miles an hour, and you perceive the other car as going a little faster than you, 20 miles an hour faster, you perceive it as getting 20 miles an hour away from you. If you look at the car, your impression is that the car is going 20 miles an hour because you're already going 100, right? Now, remove gravity. So that removes the risk of a really, really bad accident due to mechanics or anything. You're just flowing. It feels like you're at a stop and the other guy's moving 20. So that's how the debris pretty much looks in space. Obviously, if you catch a cross orbit, that's a different story and it can get pretty scary. But I'm really fairly certain that the risk is far lower than those news reports like to say. Yes, it's a dangerous area. It's very far out in space, where mostly satellites are. But here's the thing I also noticed from that news report is that they don't bother mentioning that if it were that fucking dangerous, Hubble would be in shreds right now. It would have been hit so many times, it would have lasted a year and been blown to bits by space debris hitting it at those speeds. Have you seen images of Hubble piggybacked on Atlantis? It is beautiful. It looks as brand new as the day it freaking left Earth because there's no air up there, so it doesn't corrode and it doesn't wear. So it's just freaking beautiful. And I don't know. I find that those news reports sometimes even go as far as trying to make NASA look stupid or something. Anyways, I think it's ridiculous. And if it happens, if it were to freaking happen during the mission, thank you for making me lie on my radio station. I know my radio station is not like that big time. But thank you for making me lie on it, you fucking piece of space junk. Because, yeah, I obviously don't want this to happen. If it is possible, which apparently it is, but the probability is, well, basically, you go buy yourself a lottery ticket, you have more chances of winning the dollar figure on it than you do of getting hit by space debris. So that's pretty much, I think you have more chance of being hit by lightning twice in the same spot in two separate years than actually getting a space debris smashing your shuttle or your telescope in space. Because like I said, otherwise the Hubble telescope would bear signs of this dangerous orbit that Atlantis is in. So don't be too freaked out by that shit. Anyways, god damn it, a lot of actuality in this show, and I'm realizing this just now, as I'm almost done freaking recording it, that, you know, the podcasts, they're there forever, and in 3 years, people are going to open this and go, oh, this was done in the time of the Hubble mission, right? Yeah, that's old news. Anyways, but hey, the shit's still funny. You know what I'm saying? You know, this the shit. And whatever, you know what? My information about orbiting and the risk of space junk will be valid forever. So even if it doesn't apply to Hubble and Atlantis, they ever send something else there in that orbit. You know where the danger is? Where the real danger is? If you're sending something out in more of a straight or diagonal line outside of Earth's orbit, if you're deorbiting something but not towards the inside of Earth, towards the outside, if you're trying to throw something at the moon, for instance, now you could get cross-hit, T-boned, essentially, this would be a great term to use, T-boned by a satellite going 17,000 miles an hour to the right while you're going straight at 10,000 miles an hour. That collision would be a total disaster and has more chances of occurring than the shuttle right now has chances of being hit, because the shuttle's actually moving with the debris in the same direction at the same speed. Obviously, there's crossing orbits over there, but there's very few of them, and the likeliness of a disaster is super low. The big risk is going a straight line, going out in a straight line, because then the orbit, you're not in it, you're not following it, you're not going at the same speed. And as you cross those orbits, if that object has the misfortune of being exactly in the same, well, headed for your trajectory, to cross your trajectory, then it will hit you on the side, T-bone you at 17,000 miles an hour, and it's going to feel like it hit you at 17,000 miles an hour because you're not going in the same direction as it is. So it's like you're stopped and that object is going really fast. So you basically, that collision involves you dematerializing into subatomic particles. I mean, there wouldn't be no ship, no debris of the ship left. They'd be like, poof. Yeah. Anyways, a nudge with a space debris in orbit would be more of like two blimps colliding. Poink. Oh no, we bounced off each other and we dented the space shuttle. Anyways. Yeah, that's funny. Anyways, but that's the shit, you know? So it, there is a risk. I'm not saying there's no risk. There's cross paths there and it can happen. It's just not that risky. And I have no idea why ABC News write an article about something we all know can happen, but is very, very, very likely not to happen. And I just find that, you know, why the negative? Why not talk about the great work they're doing on the telescope instead, you fucking Nimrods? You absolute morons. The article makes it look like NASA was stupid to send that crew out there because it's too dangerous. The Nimrods, absolute fucking Nimrods. And I bet you they did something similar at every freaking NASA mission. You know, fuck you, ABC News, and everyone else who mentioned about those dangers as the main part of your freaking article. Shame on you. Anyways, that's to the, I won't even call them news reporters, because that's not news. That's stupid. That's the attack reporters. Terrorists. Them terrorists! Oh yeah, I came up with a fun theory. For those of you who follow Formula One racing, the way they've been behaving on the off-season this year and at the beginning of the season and so forth, they eliminated Montreal and France from the race calendar and went to some Arab countries. No. But they went, they're literally in Muslim country right now. They're, I think it's Dubai that got a track. There's another one in Bahrain. It's been a few years now. It's in India. I don't know, man. I've got a fishy feeling here because I've seen the dollar figures required to get even the rights to have a track in the calendar, and it's fucking stupid. The money being blown towards F1 right now is sickening. I want to vomit when I see that shit. All you're doing is you're filling two people's pockets here. On top of that, that money's not even being properly shared. And I believe we're talking in the billions per race. This is insane. I think they're accepting terrorist money. I'm not saying that they're I'm not saying that they're willingly saying, oh yes, we know that you are a group of terrorists and we will now accept your money for a racetrack. I don't think that's what's going on. I think that the FIA just doesn't check where the funds come from and play dumb basically in the deal and just go, yay, you want to make a deal? We want to make a deal. Let's sign. And they just don't verify. Obviously playing dumb so that they don't get caught in anything because they haven't done anything. But that's my theory right now. Because, man, they're disconnecting big spots like France and, fuck, Montreal. their only, one and only North American track, and they take it off. Indianapolis is gone as well, but I know that the attendance over there wasn't that hot. Well, I gotta admit that since the incident where they took all but six cars out of the race due to a stupid tire rule, they've basically ruined presence of Formula One in Indy. But anyways, it's just foolish management, foolish and greedy behavior right now. Like, I mean, they're allowed to be greedy. They're a huge racing series, but to this point, there's something fishy going on, people. And, I'm not watching Formula One this year. I started enjoying it last year a little bit again after a long time not watching it. But then after this off season unfolded, I was like, ugh, I can't. I want to puke knowing that I'm giving the 6 cents for my viewer rating to the cable networks, probably handing this off into Bernie Ecclestone's fucking pockets. Fuck this shit. You know, I'm not bending over and taking your fucking terrorist money-funded crap. No, obviously I'm openly throwing random allegations right now. I'm not going to go that far as to establishing a fact here, but I'm going to say that there is definitely this. The only fact here is that there's something extremely fishy going on in Formula One. Money's coming in. Times are tough. Took off the North American track, the one and only. Not coming back in the States. Something's really fishy, guys. I'm telling you, Europe is a big market, but it's not big enough to sustain Formula One. Y'all need the whole planet, and something's fishy. I'm your host, Budweiser, wrapping up show number 26, recorded on May 15, year 2009. It was a Friday, once upon a time, when I had done show number 26. Which was so long, 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 a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. See you, people.